was music of Italian composer Giovanni Paolo Colonna, who lived from 1637 until 1695. You were listening to his Magnificat as performed by the Houston Chamber Choir and Orchestra. Robert Simpson was the conductor. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after nine on Monday, the 24th of December, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, a special early music edition of the program. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today until 11 o'clock for the final show of my annual Christmas trilogy, A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me, and happy holidays to you all.
Oh.
That was an anonymous selection from the Christmas Matins from 12th century Aquitaine, as performed by the ensemble Organum, conducted by Marcel Perez. The work was titled Jubae Domine. Once again, that was anonymous music from the 12th century. Later this hour, we will be listening to works of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, Natalis Corday, as well as the Magnificat of Johann Rosenmüller. We will get to these composers after we listen to this music of Johannes Lefebvre, who is possibly a Flemish composer. We are not really sure. We also don't know when he was born. However, it does appear he died somewhere between 1609 and 1612. We listen to Johannes Lefebvre's Magnificat, as performed by members of Corende, conducted by Erik van Nevel.
Anima mea
Yeah.
That was the Magnificat of Johannes Lefebvre, who is possibly a Flemish composer. Possibly, because we are not really sure. Members of Querenda were conducted by Erik von Neville. We are going to move on now to the Sonata Natalis of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, who was the first Austrian-born Kapellmeister at the Habsburg court. He lived from around 1620 until 1680. In our performance, Ludwig Gertler conducts members of Virtuosi Saxonie. Once again, this is music of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer.
Thank you.
were just listening to the Sonata Natalis of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, as performed by Virtuosi Saxonia, conducted by Ludwig Gertler.
Thank you.
That was the Noël, Enough of Sleep, My Friends, by French composer Nathalie Corday, who lived from around 1610 until 1663. In our performance, you heard members of La Camera delle Lacrime on alpha compact disc of French Noëls. Well, we are going to move immediately now and conclude the hour with the Magnificat of German composer Johann Rosenmüller, who lived from 1619 until 1684 and played an important part in transmitting Italian styles to the North. In our performance of Rosenmüller's Magnificat, we hear members of La Soranza, the Ensemble for Early Music Leipzig, along with Trinity Baroque. Klaus Ulrich is the conductor. Once again, this is the Magnificat of Johann Rosenmüller.
Thank you.
You were just listening to the Magnificat of German composer Johann Rosenmüller, who lived from around 1619 until 1684. In our performance, you heard members of La Soranza, the Ensemble for Early Music Leipzig, along with Trinity Baroque. Klaus Ulrich was the conductor. Once again, that was music of Johann Rosenmüller.